Hi, folks. Welcome back to Table Talk with Rookie's Family. We are once again gathered around the table. And boy, it is, I don't know what day this is of quarantine. Is this podcast number 75?
It is podcast number 75.
Wow. Yay. That's kind of a milestone.
Nice.
Day 42.
All family members are present here. Matthew is here via telephone. And it's day what?
42.
Wow. Day 42 of quarantine.
Yeah, wow.
I hope if you're listening, whether you're at home, out and about, working, whatever the case may be, thanks for checking us out and tuning us in. We're actually right now keeping extremely busy outside.
Yeah.
Once the weather hit, we could get outside. It'll probably be the best shape all of our gardens have been in for the time that we've been here. It's exciting.
Well, because there's not much else to do, so it's like, oh, let's make the yard perfect so that we can enjoy the yard. And I think so far we've pretty much nailed it.
Yeah, you guys have done a great job, and I've been enjoying your job that you did.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Sophia hasn't been much help, Matthew. She's kind of in that supervisory diva role, which drives me nuts.
Matthew,
yes.
She's helped about as much as you have.
I mean, I'm here for the moral support.
That's not the most surprising thing I've heard.
But it's funny, when you're going out for essentials, like we were getting our products ready, the amount of mulch that's leaving.
Well, okay, but truly, to be honest, mulch is not an essential.
It's not, but we need some other things.
We went to Menards to shop for garden stuff, which is not a necessary thing to do. And we were there with a full lot. You couldn't even find a place to park. So many people in there.
But that's because the weather's nice and everyone is trying to get outside and do yard work because it's something that will keep you on the up and up. And what is it? Was it you that said keep you sane, Matthew?
Say that again.
Was it you that said keep you sane, like doing yard work?
Yeah, I think. You mean you gotta have something to do?
That's yeah, essential. Exactly.
What kind of yard work have you been doing, Matt?
Well, he works.
Yeah, I do no yard work.
He doesn't have a yard.
Regular work.
That's a joke.
Well, I talked to some business owners, and one of the guys that owns a hardware store stopped by, and it wasn't Mike Fratelloni, but I know that Mike Fratelloni is equally as busy. They're swamped.
Yeah.
They're busy and people are doing things, which I think is healthy for everybody, for everybody to get their supplies. And it's therapeutic that people are working around their house, keep maintaining their social distance when you go into the stores. You know, if you go into a Fratelloni's Ace Hardware, you got to stay 6 feet away. If you go into Menards or whatever, wherever you're going, it's most of the people now get the message.
Yeah.
Early on, a couple weeks ago, you would be at the grocery store and, here you separate in the line 6 feet, so it's halfway down the store, and an old lady will just walk up and go,
in the middle.
I'm in the line.
Well, and I think sometimes it's hard, though. Like, I mean, I'm overly cautious, especially at Target, but I think sometimes you, just completely forget, oh, yeah, crap, I'm not supposed to be right next to you, because you're thinking about, oh, did I get everything on my list, those, subconscious thoughts, and then you're like, oh, my God. I actually can't be right next to this person.
When,
I don't know.
When I went to the store the other day, the grocery store, I brought this kind of a bag cart thing. I just couldn't carry everything. I don't have a car, obviously. And I was getting glares for having it.
Why?
I didn't know you can't. They banned bringing your own bag to the grocery
store.
Oh, right,
yes.
But it was It was this cart thing, and the employees were just staring me down and looking at me and then looking at the cart. I'm like, screw you, how am I supposed to get my stuff home? Like, I have to have this.
Well, here's the thing there. There's no logic in saying you could not bring a cart, because bringing the cart, you're only going to go once and you can get everything home. You don't bring the cart, that turns your one trip into multiple trips.
Exactly.
And you're jeopardizing everyone else even more.
Also,
I didn't touch one of their cards now.
Right.
So, yeah. I feel like you bringing a cart in is almost more sanitary than not. And you're not really, I don't think you're going to get corona because someone brought their own cart in. You're getting corona because someone sneezed on you or coughed.
Right. And the other thing is they pass all those bag things, like they're banning plastic bags. And then if you don't bring your own bags, they're going to charge you for bags. And now they all had to rescind on that because the fact is when you bring your own bags, they are germy and they're full of germs. And that's a proven fact.
That's why I never bring my own bags.
Well, I do bring my own bags to Aldi when I shop at Aldi. I have my Aldi bags. I don't bring them anywhere else. But I always take paper bags because I use them again.
When I go to Aldi, I'm a contrarian. I find an empty box to load all my stuff in. God. And then you don't need a bag. You just take one of their empty boxes and you're out of there.
No,
Mom does not like that.
No.
In Boston, what's your weather today?
I asked that.
Are a little bit overcast, right around 50 or so. Yesterday was nice. We got to walk a little bit more outside. It's windy. We haven't had that super nice 70 or anything yet. We've gotten to 60, but
I saw on the national news the East Coast up your way, the northern portion of it, is going to be unseasonably cool for a while.
Ooh. Great. Sorry. Are you still seeing people out and about? Or are they?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Big time. Everybody is outside. I don't see anything wrong with it, to be honest. Everybody's still being super far away from each other and they're not doing anything. It's just like out walking or out for a bike ride or something.
Right.
But they are out in the masses right now. I think people are really hating staying inside.
Well, you can't fault
them. We're kind of lucky that we haven't had the super nice weather yet, because that's just going to be it. Everyone's going to be out.
Well, also, like, if you where you are, you're like in the bigger city area. And also, I think about New York is, they don't have a place to, escape to your backyard. Their escape is walking on the sidewalk because it's mostly apartment or condo living.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. The parks are just, I don't know if the parks are open, but during the day they're hopping with people, sitting in the grass and stuff.
Well, I saw on the news yesterday here, they have to make a point now to close officially the Minneapolis parks. Because people are just not social distancing. I don't know. I mean, isn't that kind of a day late and a dollar short at this point?
Well, and here's my thing is if they close the Minneapolis parks, so does that mean if someone goes into a park, they're going to ticket them or they get arrested? Okay.
You could be cited. I don't know what
you probably get a ticket.
You're not going to get arrested.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not taking them.
Because are they actually going to, enforce that?
Well, I think they'd tell you to leave.
Okay.
And then if you said, you're right, officer, I'm out of here, you're fine. But if you start to give them trouble, then you might get cited if you start to cause some type of disturbance.
Commotion.
All right, I'm going to start out here. I've got something from MrDad.com.
Ooh.
And it's about keeping sane in this time of insanity and boredom. And it has to do with somebody sent a message in. He's got kids, 9 and 14, and they're going crazy under lockdown. I'm not going to specifically tell. This isn't specifically for 9 and 14-year-olds, but this guy said, we've been doing the indoor treasure hunts. We've done all this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And this applies to children of all ages. Mr. Dad's response is, these are definitely challenging times, and while first responders and medical professionals get plenty of well-deserved kudos for the work they're doing, parents deserve some recognition as well. Here's some ideas that I think your kids will enjoy, but I think it's just everybody. Spend time in the kitchen. Yep, obviously. Play games, puzzles, etc. Good old-fashioned deck of cards. If you are under quarantine and have someone to play double solitaire with, play it. It is a fantastic game.
Very fun.
Solitaire is boring. Double solitaire is wonderful. Learn something. Since most of the schools around the country are shut down for the academic year, there's no school projects. There's no homework. There's no reason why you can't
that's
do some
additional work. That's really stupid.
Well, he's saying
there is
at school
project.
But
there
at school.
Is homework.
But they're not really doing projects.
Yeah. It depends on what school you're
nativity, at. Nativity, they're all doing projects.
All right. Well, he says there's plenty of stuff to find online to do projects to keep you busy.
Or you could learn something, a skill, right, Matt?
Yeah, I'm still improving on my Rubik's Cube. Today's Sunday. My new Rubik's Cube comes today.
You tell people what your history with
I think we Rubik's... talked about it last
yeah,
time.
Yeah,
oh, did we?
We talked about it two times, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your story
is... What is your time down to?
I've plateaued.
Under two?
Yeah, I've plateaued at 1:30. That's like my average. My best is 1:18.
Oh.
But I can't get past that. I need to switch some of my like ways that I do things. I've gotten as fast as I can with the number of moves I have to do. I just have to eliminate moves now. But I ordered a speed cube, which is, it's built for much less friction. It's a lot quieter too. My Rubik's Cube's super loud. So we'll see how that goes, if that can improve my time at all.
Huh. All right.
I would recommend it. Anyone, people would be surprised. Anyone can do a Rubik's Cube. You'd be very surprised at how easy it is once you practice a little bit. Give it a day or two. Anyone here could do it.
Well, we had our aunt and uncle swing by to pick up some. We did a puzzle exchange yesterday, and he found out that you were doing the Rubik's Cube. And he was like, what the heck? I can't believe that. Because apparently he used to try to do it or something.
Yeah, he used to be able to do it. But it would take him a long time. He can't believe how fast you are.
Once you get the, they call them algorithms. That makes it sound scary. It's just basically a thing of like set moves.
Right.
When you're in certain situations, you do certain things. The fact that I can do it in 1:18, the world record is 3.5 seconds. It's not that difficult once you... It's just getting faster at it. Once
Wait.
You learn...
How is the world record 3.5 seconds?
There's no way.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Have you ever seen the guys do it?
No.
They're incredibly
okay,
fast.
Okay, but... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
They do it way faster than you can...
No way.
It's this.
I'm going to have to Google it.
They can do... The professionals can do... The professionals meaning like the 16-year-old kids that set these world records. They can do, I think it's like 15 or 16 moves per second.
That's
so
insane.
They're moving at such insane speed. And when they have 15 seconds to look at the cube and learn where everything is. And they, in their head, can essentially memorize what are the 30 moves that I need to do right now.
Yeah, I couldn't remember what we ordered for dinner yesterday.
We actually couldn't.
Wow.
Taco Bell.
Right. We digress again.
Yes.
So let me get back to Mr. Dad. This one, and I know you guys are going to appreciate this one. Hear me out. The next item is talk and listen. Tell the kids things that they do not know about your life, your parents, and where you grow up. And ask them to tell you things you might not already know about them.
No,
and
thank
I
no.
don't care.
Now, let's sit down now, kids.
No,
now, I grew
no,
up
no.
in St. Paul and Highland Park, and let's...
That's kind
of
fun.
No, Matthew.
I don't want to know about things your kids have done that I don't need to know.
That's because McLaren and Sophia would be like, I stole this thing
from the store. No, never stole anything.
No, they would not.
It's funny that this came up because my grandma's present. Grandma's birthday is April 29th, and she has requested no presents for her birthday. But what she wants is each child to write something memorable about their life growing up, and she wants us to write it on, not type it out, but write it in a handwritten form so she can have that pleasant memory. And that's pretty good.
That's sweet.
She's getting senile. She's getting old. I have no memorable.
Send me a real gift.
Yesterday, one of my friends said something I didn't like, so I was like, I'm going to text your dad, and I'm going to tell him what you just said. And he's like, okay, yeah, do it. And I took a screenshot of his dad's contact, because I have dad's contacts, and I sent it to him. And he's like, oh my God, how do you have that? Like, what are you doing? It was hilarious.
That's
so funny.
That's funny. Why do you have his contacts?
Because I was using your iCloud account, so I have all of your contacts on my phone.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't know about that.
Sound like a great friend, Gabe.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Sound like a good guy. Get outside. Yes, you can walk your dog. You can go for a walk. Go someplace new. That doesn't really work right now because everything's closed.
Yeah, it's stupid. Yeah.
You should go to a new hiking spot.
Story time. Find a book or read to your kids. Bend the rules. Meaning they get a little more phone time. Am I bleeding?
Ew, Dad.
Do we not do that? Just keep the slits.
Finally, more importantly, give up on the idea that you need to, as you put it, keep them busy and entertained. Meaning, in this uncertain times, there really are no rules, so just get along and enjoy your family, which is what we're trying to do. Hopefully you guys are out there, too.
Do yard work. We actually had a neighbor stop by yesterday. First time he drove by, we were all out there. Even Sophia was out there laying mulch. And when he came back, he's an older gentleman. I'd say, I don't know, probably 80-ish.
94.
No.
Maybe.
But anyway, he stopped his car and complimented us on getting the kids out there and helping and working in the yard.
I actually like doing yard work. Gardening is not really my thing. Like, I don't want to be planting flowers. I like weeding and laying down mulch. And like I was saying last night, like, we did a lot of work out there yesterday. We were moving furniture around, figuring out the best layout. And, like, at the end of the night, we just sat there, and it's like, you did all that work, and it looks so nice. It's very, like, rewarding.
There's not one thing I hate more than weeding. I'm not good at it, and I can't sit there doing it.
All very contradictory, because you guys will complain about yard work and be like, we sat out there and did all this work, blah, blah, blah. But then you guys are like, yeah, I love yard work. So that's why I'm confused why I get such a bad rep, because I don't like yard work.
Sophia, that's not true.
It is true.
What's annoying is that we get out there, we do all the work, and then you sit. Yeah, because you don't do anything. And then you come out and you're like, oh.
I don't like doing it, and you guys do. So that's what I don't get.
Well, then what are you inside picking up the house while we can be outside?
No, she does nothing.
She's inside doing homework for 24 hours a day.
She lies about doing her homework.
I'm doing a video blog.
Speaking of school, my thing is kind of about school.
Oh, go ahead.
Just quick, it's about going back to school and what things might look like if people actually go back to school.
This year?
No.
No, next year.
No, this is talking about for next year, which is even kind of a bizarre.
It's September, August.
It's bizarre to think about that, but they're kind of saying that things might look a little different. And, of course, there'll be stepped up health and hygiene measures. So I'm sure the teachers will have to be more on top of, you know, taking those breaks so that kids can wash their hands. Or if you see kids touching each other, you might have to say, hey, back off. How do you do that in a kindergarten room, in a preschool room, in a first grade room?
That's all
room?
They do.
They can't keep their hands to themselves. Right. Yeah. No.
I was going to say, can't say I'm seeing much people touching each other.
Class sizes of 12 or fewer. Now, you might say, how are they going to do that? Because many of our schools are so overcrowded. They're predicting that they might do this with staggered schedules.
Yeah.
So saying that this group of kids, this first group of 12 is going to go Monday, Wednesday, Friday. The second group will do Tuesday, Thursday, and then they'll alternate weeks.
Oh, sure.
Wow. And potentially then on the days when they're not in school, they would still be online schooling. So the teachers would be doing double duty, having to teach in the classroom, but still also have online.
I don't think that would be a thing.
Getting the younger kids back into school before the older kids. So starting with the preschool age kids, kinders, and
elementary.
Moving up from there, the elementary kids before they get to high schools and colleges. They'd have to relax the attendance policies. I don't know about that. That doesn't make sense to me. There'll be no assemblies, no sports, and no parent-teacher conferences face-to-face.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's just some of the things that's being talked about in regards to education for next year.
With working in a school, then what are they going to do? Like, My kids don't change classes except for, like, specialists if they're going to, like, art and stuff.
Right.
But then, like, an art teacher sees kids from every single grade in one day. So that's a lot of movement. So would the art teacher have to come maybe to our classroom? But then I'm like, well, gym, you can't have gym in a classroom. You could have art or science
Why
in a
classroom.
Why does
it matter where they are?
Because if they're going to another room
it's
and everyone
kids
in the
being
grade.
Exposed in that area.
Kindergarten through fifth grade was all in the art room in one day. Like one class.
Or even eating in a cafeteria with, you know, if you get have a school and you send 500 kids to the same cafeteria.
Right.
That's a potential for a lot of germs to be spread.
That, and also, like, we don't have desks, we have tables. So if you limit the amount of kids that are in there, you could only put, like, two kids at the table if you would want them to be socially distant.
Well, I don't think that they're going to be making classes 12 people.
I feel like if this is still that serious to where they can't have kids just walking through hallways, probably just shouldn't be having school, period.
Yeah.
But the unknown is what's so amazing because we don't... Why pick a number? Why is it 12? Why is... You know, what? What is the reason for that? And,
well, because I think they can... They envision that most classrooms are big enough for 12 kids to sit socially distanced space, I guess.
But the wild thing is, in this race, there is no finish line. We don't know what the finish line is. If the curve is flattened and then they say there's going to be a comp, I mean, this is just...
It's
scary.
I was going to say, there's just still a lot of unknowns, and they can come up with all these projections, but I feel like it's going to be more of kind of a last-minute decision because who knows what it's going to look like in 2 months.
Right.
I mean, you could say everything, nothing's going to change or everything's going to change, but no one really knows because this virus is so crazy.
Well, I think that now, especially with temperatures getting warmer in the U.S., it's going to make it easier. Because it said that it makes the virus doesn't like over 40% humidity or sunlight, which we're not getting the humidity part, but we're getting more sunlight, and other parts of the country will be getting the humidity part. Mm.
So I guess let's be outside all day, every day.
Yeah, but everything's closed. You can't go to the beach. You can't go to the pool.
Well, think of like Florida. Florida's not going to be able to get bad because it's like 40% humidity is almost nothing there, and their temperatures are like 80s, 90s.
Right. And now they're going to shoot
a lot of sunlight.
Well, I am bringing you an article about TikTok. I think we've talked about TikTok on the podcast before, but if you're not familiar, it's an app that you download on your phone. And people do like short little clips of a lot of it's dancing, what like pranks people put on there. So, a TikTok user says he unknowingly recorded possible home intruder while dancing Home Alone. There's lots of controversy regarding this.
I saw this recording.
You saw it?
Yes, I did.
So, it is a guy who actually, his username is Rubik's Cube. He posted a
video. Sounds like mom saying Rubik's Cube.
That's not why I saw it, for the record.
Oh, okay.
He posted a video of himself dancing while he was at home. This apparently left viewers shocked when something briefly appeared in the background. Some commenters described it as someone poking their head around the corner. So it got a bunch of views, but then people were like, his caption read, LMAO, I'm home alone, so I learned a TikTok dance. So then people are saying, did he stage this saying he's home alone, and then he had someone peek around the corner and is now like, oh my gosh, someone broke into my house and like set it up because his TikTok caption was, I'm home alone.
Yeah.
And of course the guy's claiming, no, I don't have any animals. I live with family, but they were all gone. It's not a hoax. And someone really got into my house. And then, the one last thing he said is he did say his house was near a graveyard.
Oh,
no. No.
Yeah, he is looking for attention.
It's a hoax.
Yeah.
But why? How many hits does he have?
His thing got viewed at 6.2 million right now.
I don't understand how that goes viral. If three people see that, He's got three friends, okay? And three people see that.
This is just how TikTok works. The weirdest things go viral. There is no logic to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the algorithm.
The more
there's no algorithm to follow.
The more people that like and comment on it, the more likely it is to get more publicity.
Yeah.
But that's a non-thing.
It is a thing.
When I saw the video, I was scrolling through. I saw it. Right away, I was like, it's got to be a cat or something. And so I hadn't read any articles. I just had seen the video. And I took it upon myself to do a little investigation. And so I went through his videos on TikTok and looked for any other animals, cats or dogs in the videos, or like toys or bowls, feeding bowls, stuff like that. Did not find any. Also found the article after saying he doesn't have any cats or anything. It looks like it could be like a cat head peering around.
Yeah.
But the part that made me more skeptical is he did have another video that he had just posted from, I don't know, it was maybe from 5 years ago or something, where he had just moved into this house and he's taking a video and the camera glances past one doorway and you see like a hooded figure in the room, and then he like his camera pans back to it and it's gone. And that one looked way more staged, like it was literally a person standing there and then hiding.
Uh-huh.
So that made me see, and it was from YouTube 5 years ago, so that made me seem like he's kind of a
doing it again.
Huh. yeah
because
but
I think
it looks, it's creepy.
If he would have gone with he didn't caption his video as I'm home alone.
He explained why he did that. I don't remember what it was.
I don't have that part.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't have that part in this article. But I don't know. I just feel like it would have been staged. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree. I think it was, but it is creepy. You just see kind of like a white face on the stage.
Yes, yeah, it is a little scary.
I don't really think it looks like a hermit, a human face at all.
It looks like a possum to me.
This is so staged.
He doesn't have
guys.
A possum in his house, but
he might.
He said he does not have possums in his area. He didn't address.
Oh, because that's what it looks like to me.
It's like a white face. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Very interesting.
No, not a not an intruder. That's a cat or something. There's no way.
Who knows?
Because
a human could. Matthew, I'm sorry. A human could not get down that low while you're going downstairs.
Right.
Yeah, why would they get down that low?
I think he should check his walls.
Along the lines of social media and the hip things right now, Gabe, did you go or were you on for the Travis Scott concert on Fortnite?
I can't say that I was.
So, Fortnite, popular video game, everyone plays it. I don't know how many people play it, but whatever, 100 million, something like that. They are now doing concerts in the video game. So, Travis Scott is a huge rapper, and he did, I think this is the second concert they've done. Dave, do you know?
Nope. I thought this was the first, so you know more than
me. It may have been the first. I thought it was the second, but may have been the first. But they did a concert for Travis Scott in the video game.
Oh,
so you
wow.
could go on the video game and watch this video game version of a Travis Scott concert.
For free?
And it sounds...
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yes. Yeah, as long as you have Fortnite. And it sounds like the dumbest thing ever, right? Like a video game concert. I'm going to log on to my video game and watch a concert.
Yes, it sounds very advanced for old people.
I saw a video of it.
It was. I've seen
I
videos of it. It is actually kind of sick.
It looked awesome.
Yeah, it was.
But I did the video I watched. The guy was like, "This is the future of concerts. We're not even gonna go anywhere anymore. We're just gonna go on our TVs." And I was like, "That is one thing that I will never be doing is logging onto my TV to go to a concert."
I don't know. It looked pretty fun, to be honest. I don't think it replaces a normal concert, but they had 12 million people on to watch this concert.
Wow! But here's
12 million people logged on to watch it.
Here's my question, though. So did he get paid? Like, did Fortnite say, we'll give you X amount to come on and do this? Or
definitely.
Okay.
So run me through the process here. You're playing the Fortnite game with your friends.
I bet it was a game mode that you could do.
He's not.
Yeah, it's like you're in this little virtual world and you can run around, but instead of just running around, a concert's happening. And if you see the video, it makes a little bit more sense. It's kind of hard to comprehend because you've never seen anything like it.
It's going to be something that we're not going to be able to explain, so you will have to Google Fortnite Travis Scott concert and you'll see a video because you cannot explain what it looked like or...
Right,
because
you'd be playing the video game and then it would stop.
No, but it wasn't
no,
that.
No, you don't. You're not it playing wasn't the that. Video game at that point. You've entered the concert.
Yeah.
You're in like a little virtual world that you can run around in, but that's where the concert's happening.
Yeah. I'll do my research off the air here. I kind of want to bore everybody.
Speaking of watching things, did you watch any of that draft? The NFL draft?
Night one, yes. Comical, watching Goodell in his basement, standing up, and then by the end of it, he's like slouched back.
Yes, in his chair.
He was slowly just like getting tired. And I don't know. I thought they did a fairly good job. Looking in the coaches' homes was interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, they all got the memo. Oh, go ahead.
I think it's less fun. This was less fun than the normal one. I like where everybody's there dressed up.
Yes.
And families. And they're
me
all
too.
In the green room. And it's cool when they have the fans to the players that are still at their house. But I don't know. I thought they did a good job. The ratings were the biggest ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well,
I
what
guess
do
it
people
makes
have
sense.
To do?
Right.
And they wanted to see what it was all about. But I think Budweiser stole the show at the beginning when they bought the Boo the Commissioner.
Yeah,
Bud Light.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
It was right at the beginning. They did a Bud commercial, and they went to the Commissioner, and then he said, "And as is the custom." What Bud Light and Budweiser wants you people to do is this. And then they went to everybody going, boo. Even Michael Strahan was on a Zoom, and he sees me and goes, even you, Strahan, are booing? It was really
yeah,
clever.
It was
I didn't see it.
A marketing campaign for their new seltzer, mm-hmm. which
okay.
I do want to try.
But that's, yeah.
Speaking
I didn't have any commercials on mine, because I was watching on my laptop.
Got
so
it.
It was just a CVS logo it popped up for commercials, but.
We actually have some news about the NFL draft. One of McLaren's high school flings was drafted in the seventh round.
No.
Did you see that?
Hold on.
No.
So shout out to that.
Someone from St. John's got drafted?
Yes, that's pretty cool.
167th or something.
Yeah,
way
fourth
better
round.
Than, yeah.
Offensive tackle. He's from Oregon, but he played for St. John's.
Oh, that's exciting.
Have you sent a congratulations to Jay Sean at all?
Can you please stop?
That...
No.
Okay.
No, and there never will be.
What up, G?
Look up right now. Did you see Cliff Kingsbury's house? He's the coach of the Cardinals. Look up right now Cliff Kingsbury's house, NFL draft. It's they flashed at his house, and everyone was like, holy crap. It is so cool.
Oh, really?
Super modern. It's massive. Looked really cool.
I was surprised about the Patriots coach's house. Looked really not nice.
Belichick, he has a small house in Nantucket. He's not a flashy guy.
Oh.
Just so you know, his NFL draft house is now a Lego replica.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody went out and did a Lego replica of his house.
That's funny.
Kingsbury.
Kingsbury.
Where is it? Where is
Holy
this house?
Nikes.
Located?
I
don't know.
Arizona, probably.
I assume
okay.
Arizona. He's the Cardinals coach.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like Arizona or Desert Palm
California.
Or something.
Yeah.
It looks like Desert Palm to me, but I don't know.
He
Paradise
laid back
Valley.
His
Paradise.
Feet on the coffee table, relaxed as Arizona. Oh, never mind. Sorry.
I thought, I was going to say before that they all got the memo to have their kids around.
It is in Phoenix, but they
weren't.
Jeez,
look at that.
This article says, despite it being 95 degrees in Phoenix on Thursday, the fire pit was indeed on in the backyard.
He's showing off.
There was a guy, I remember Dad made a comment on him, that his daughter was holding his phone.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
The guy was on a yacht in the middle of the ocean.
Oh.
Oh yeah. G, Jerry Jones, the Cowboys.
Yeah, player. I saw a thing, and he's like, this is my level. When I know I've made it successful when my daughter's holding my phone while I'm sitting on my yacht picking players for
daughter?
My team.
Well, what was, I don't know if it was his daughter. I thought it was a girlfriend.
Oh, boy.
Well, what was awkward is...
I just thought it was.
They caught... Oh. They caught her adjusting her cleavage and her top literally on the TV. Dad was like, oh my gosh, look. And she's like fixing herself as the camera is on her.
Yikes.
Yeah. Going back to this Kingsbury guy, how did he get all that money to have that house?
It's a $4.4
million
house. Yeah,
that's $4.4 million? That is cheap.
Arizona.
I don't know anything about Arizona real estate.
Very cheap.
Terribly, yeah. So great, that's why a lot of people like to retire there. You don't need some stupid amount of money to retire there. It's decently priced and it's great weather.
Is it though?
6,500 square feet.
Okay. That does not look like the same house that we're looking at.
Is this an aerial listening?
It's not the same. We do have some photographers in Arizona. There's a chance we got that one. I don't know. I have a lot in Palm Springs that look just like it.
He's also young.
Well, isn't that nice when those poor coaches can buy houses that are worth $4.4 million?
Dad.
Oh, my God. Why are you always angry at people that are rich?
I'm saying, isn't that nice that you're a coach and you can afford a house that's
$4.4
million?
It sounded very sarcastic.
No, I was saying, that's great.
During the draft, someone would get drafted and he'd be like, that team cheats. That's a cheating team.
The Saints cheat.
He hates every team.
The colleges all cheat.
Yes.
Yep. Minnesota doesn't cheat well enough.
Yeah, it'd be like, they'd say a kid's going to somewhere and he'd be like, that school's a cheating school. Like, get upset.
I'm just a realist, you know? That's what I'm saying.
Well, the Minnesota Vikings coach has a very nice home, too. If you ever get a chance to see his, it's like a hunting lodge. It's very cool.
Very Minnesota.
Yeah. Jim?
I don't know that it's in Minnesota, though.
Well, it's a hunting lodge.
Yeah, but I don't think it's in Minnesota.
Midwestern.
Where he's from.
Well, I'm glad we had that draft because I don't know if we're going to have a football season. That's the other thing.
That's very true.
How are they? I mean, again, this is the domino effect. You know, I've got sisters that work there and brother-in-law that works at the... at the games and, you know, serving beer. And it's really it's unbelievable. We don't know. And all the money that's going to exchange.
Well, here's my thing is, I don't know if we mentioned this on the podcast, but I guess for football, there's a lot more contact and you're not as protected. But like for hockey, they could still be playing hockey if they made all the players wear a helmet that had a shield on it, like a full-on
bubble helmet.
Yeah.
Bubble.
And then you just don't have anyone in the stadium. But at least the games could still be played because you're wearing all that gear and then you have that protective shield. I don't know if the players would want to do that, and I guess the locker room. But
it would change the way they play, the way they shoot, the way they skate. You know, because a lot of those guys won't wear that full mask or even that little
shield. They grew up playing it, so
but they haven't, and they would.
I'm just so confused on why you say that when you're like, if you walk by somebody running, you could get corona.
That
because
was from
they're
the news.
If you're hitting people in hockey and getting in full on fist fights with them, you're gonna get sweat
fight.
Or blood.
You couldn't fight.
The NHL has been telling them you can't fight for years. They still all do it.
But at this point, I wonder if, in order to get these games done, do they have to be tested once a week? Or...
They already said they're not doing them, and why would you waste tests on them when there's people that could be
dying?
That's
what I'm saying.
I heard there are now tentative plans in place from the NHL to do a four-city format where they play three games a day in each of the four cities. St. Paul is one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Edmonton, St. Paul, I don't remember the others, but they have four cities lined up, I guess, that they would play the games in. No fans, and three games a day.
Oh. Yeah, when everyone goes, we probably are not involved.
And here I'm thinking, well, they picked us because we fill the state, though.
Yeah.
Right.
We fill it no matter how bad the team is.
Well, that's,
literally.
That's just it, too, and we've already overlooked baseball. I mean, we would be well into the baseball season already.
But that's another game that, like, I feel like you could still play.
Minimal contact.
Because you social distance.
Yeah.
Yeah. they're have the catcher a little bit back and the ump a little bit back.
Yeah.
That's the only they're looking at doing the same thing for baseball, too, where they in Arizona, they're going to have all the teams go to Arizona and just play, like, think of, like, a Little League baseball tournament where you have, like, 15 games going on at once at, like, a little where they have a little, like, field complex.
Well, people are so starved for sports that people would watch that. People would watch hockey round-robin tournament. I don't know that you can do that, you know, for football.
No, because there's too much, like,
well, they can't do tackle. More than one game in a day.
Right. It's 3 hours up.
I did see that the Koreans are still playing baseball. They just have no fans.
Yeah, see?
Really?
Speaking of football, we haven't addressed this. The fact that Gronk is coming out of retirement and is going to be playing with Brady.
Yes. He's such an idiot.
The day before they announced that, we saw him interviewed on Good Morning America.
Kelly and Ryan.
Oh, was it Kelly and Ryan? Oh, it was Kelly and Ryan. And they asked him specifically, since his body's healed up now after a year off, would he consider going back? And he didn't say yes and he didn't say no. And we commented like, oh, that was noncommittal either way. And then the next day he announced that he's going back.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I don't know how he's not great anymore. I mean, before he stopped, he had a terrible year.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, Tampa Bay also has good tight ends already. I don't know. It's an interesting move.
Well, it's probably
keep Brady happy and sell tickets.
Yeah, that's what I was just gonna say. It's a good publicity stint for Tampa Bay.
Well, and
go ahead.
I was just going to, with Gronk, he said his body was so beaten up, so he takes time off to do what? Go into pro wrestling.
That's what he did?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He's WWE.
He's a champ, isn't he? I mean, it's a...
Yes, he came in and won.
It's a publicity thing, but now he's going to go back into...
Well, that's debatable. Right.
Okay, true.
Go ahead, Matthew.
Did you see Tom Brady's house in Tampa Bay? We're back to houses again.
Oh, yeah,
I have.
He's renting Derek Jeter's Tampa Bay house.
Oh, okay.
But he said when he lived in Chestnut Hill in Massachusetts, he had, I don't know how many acres, whatever, 70 acres, and it was all secluded woods and private and long driveway. No one could see his house. But this one, it's gated, but it's pretty much on the street, and it's on the ocean.
Yeah.
And boats can just pull up at the back of his house.
And the words
I didn't. And they do. He's like, all day long, it's just people in boats pulling up at the back of my house and just, like, looking.
How about him walking in to the wrong house?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He did do that as well, went into the wrong house.
And he just goes in. He didn't even, like... But how is... Obviously, he was going to a semi-decent house in a nicer neighborhood because he was going to the head coach. So how can you just walk into the house?
I saw a picture of the... house and the neighbor's house, they're identical.
Oh, okay.
They're the same house. They're not big. They're nice, but they're not big.
Yeah.
It's the offensive, I think it's the offensive coordinator's house, but they're the exact same house. It's kind of weird, but it makes sense when you see the picture. It is a ridiculous story, though.
Do we know the whereabouts or the current situation with Kim Jong-un? He's reported to be in a vegetative state, according to Japanese media. And I don't know anything about Kim Jo Jong, his sister.
But he's having the same name as your sister.
Kim Jong.
What's her name?
Kim Yo Jong. And he's...
Kim Yo Jong?
Yeah. He's Kim Jong-un.
Because in the Asian culture, that's usually your first name.
So it's Kim.
It's kind of backwards.
Kim she is the last name. Looks like a flaming not nice person.
Okay,
you think the situation here are pretty nice people?
Would they allow a woman to run North Korea? Would she be?
I think that it's either you let her run or goodbye.
But, I think family just trumps everything there.
Really?
The family of their country's founder. Like, she gets to run it.
Has there ever been a woman, though?
Mm-mm. Because there's never been a need.
I think she would be what? She'd only be like the third or fourth dictator.
She's the fourth.
Yeah.
Wow. I wonder what her name's going to be.
Well,
I thought it was interesting. We saw a little bit of George Stephanopoulos this morning on his show, and it was not even mentioned at all.
What do we know? We don't know anything.
We don't know anything, but I don't know. It kind of seemed like you might talk about it. It's pretty big news.
Yeah.
Right.
Pretty rare that they don't hop on the opportunity to talk about a rumor. I mean, half the things they talk about are just rumors.
Very true.
Six months ago, it would have been all over. I mean, they don't even talk politics anymore. The run for office is... No, I'm saying there's no...
On George Stephanopoulos, politics. They do.
I'm talking... Well, it's not to the extent that it has been.
It's coronavirus and how politics is surrounding it. Like, they talked a lot today about how will we conduct the voting, at the election.
That's another thing. I mean, you see these lines... where was it in
Wisconsin,
where they're out the door 6 feet and their lines around the corner? It's not supposed to be like that.
Well, it's still the same number of people. Yes, it's just spread out.
Now they have found out that many of those people that voted in Wisconsin have contracted.
They said 20 people that they know of confirmed right now, and then one person that was in charge of the poll have been...
Confirmed.
Yesterday.
Confirmed corona.
Yesterday when we were driving, we saw somebody with corona getting into an ambulance.
How do you know?
They had shields, masks, and gloves on, and then there was another guy in like a white Suburban that was just standing off by the side.
That's
so it's like
PPE.
What do you think? There's something going on.
We don't know. The police officers are all wearing PPE, though.
I know, but everyone's taking these extra precautions.
Yeah, but why would a white Suburban have to go and just watch? They weren't doing anything.
There was
a
sheriff Suburban.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. Did you guys see the estimate in New York now? They're saying they think as many as, like, 1 out of 5 people has had it in New York.
Jeez.
Well, yeah, something like that.
That's crazy.
That is insane. I think
that's fairly encouraging. If that many more people have had it compared to the deaths, that death rate's significantly lower than we're saying it is. That's encouraging.
But also, it just goes to show how highly contagious it actually is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's scary. I have one of my friend's brothers. He lives in New York, and he's been home for a while since all this started, and he's even, like, hesitant to go back because he's like, if you're going back, it's still corona there.
Yeah.
We're approaching 3 million confirmed cases of COVID-19, 203,000 deaths worldwide.
Which is actually nothing when you think about how many people are on the planet.
Yeah, it's really...
3 million people is...
Yeah, but it's so scary.
Jack.
I don't know.
That's very uplifting.
Disease written on a note card by me.
McLaren. People probably think you have a disease now.
You are the disease.
She does.
Yep.
She goes, I'm sitting here
Stupidity.
With a disease.
With disease written by me on a note card.
Wow, when you look at the map of, I went to the Drudge Report and there's a world map of sickness for corona and then a map for the United States. And it has the circles of, coronavirus. And you better be careful out there, Manny.
It's like just all red blobs.
Well, out east, it's just huge in that northeast area.
I'm kind of surprised it hasn't hit California more. Like, I know it has, but it's not nearly as bad as...
They shut things down very quickly.
Oh,
they responded quickly.
Okay.
Yeah.
They have 42,000 cases. Minnesota has 3,400. Wisconsin, 5,700.
That's a lot of cases.
Michigan, 37,000.
Yeah, but look at the dots. I mean, the dots on the East Coast don't compare to anything on the West Coast. And you know how jam-packed it is over there.
You know what
In Minnesota, ours is kind of spread out. And hospitals aren't overflowing or anything yet.
Yeah.
I learned today that Michigan is the 10th most populated state.
Hmm.
I was surprised by that.
That shocks me.
Yeah. Really? I didn't realize they had that many people there.
Well, one news station accidentally and I don't know which one, put Michigan as Minnesota as they were broadcasting the coronavirus.
Oh.
Fail.
Uh-huh. I don't want to be compared to Michigan.
I don't either.
All right. Well, we're recording this on April 26th, Sunday. Sophia, we haven't really heard from you. I want to hear from you. What's on your mind? Give me fashion, food, and fun.
Okay, well, I'm going to give us some summer drinks that have to do with mint. Ooh. Because we grow mint in our garden.
Yes.
And it's super refreshing. And
Sophia is very protective of the mint, yes, too. It does happen to grow all over our yard. So you take it out in places it shouldn't grow. And Sophia is like, that's my mint. That's my mint.
Yeah.
So mint is better to be grown in a container garden. A container, not like loose just and loose. Yeah. Because it does appear everywhere, but it's super simple to pull out.
Yeah.
So I have three cocktails that could also be mocktails. Just don't add alcohol, obviously.
Got it.
Number one, cooling cucumber, mint, gin, fizz, and lime.
Ooh. Yeah. The only thing in that is alcohol.
No.
You just get a drink.
Gross. What's in it?
Tonic?
Yeah, it's like tonic, gin, cucumber, and lime. Okay. I don't know.
Tonic,
I just
cucumber,
have a base.
Lime.
I didn't go into ingredients because I think that's boring for people. So just look the drinks up.
Yeah, they'll look it up.
And then the next one is a lavender gin and tonic punch.
Yum.
Dad. Also something that could be grown in your garden, lavender.
Right. Oh, I didn't know that.
And then...
Oh, yes, we have lavender.
I didn't know that either.
Will you show me?
Oh, gosh. That sounded kind of weird. And then the
last one
is just a classic mint mojito, which we're very fond of in this house.
Love them.
Maybe that'll have to be the afternoon drink of the day.
Yeah, I like that. I'm sporting it.
Lucky.
Yeah.
Come home and you could have it.
Yeah, we zip you.
Some Harpoon IPAs.
Ooh.
Harpoon IPAs?
Harpoon is the best. It's my favorite.
I hate IPAs.
What's on your agenda today, Matthew?
Work.
It's pretty boring.
Probably get some work done. Might need to make a store run or get some stuff delivered. Not sure.
Got it.
Not too crazy of a day.
All right. Well, good luck. We appreciate you guys tuning in, and hopefully you'll stick around. Maybe this week we'll get something else recorded, a bonus. Why are you shaking
say that every
you
time.
You say it every week. You keep promising things.
I know, but you guys never get around.
Yeah, because we have, I still have to work.
People, do you see what I have to deal with
Other
here?
People have jobs.
Do you see what I have to live with here? Do you see what I have to live with? All right, Matthew, love you. Check us out on social media at thepodcastfam.com.
No.
You're kidding me. Check us out on...
Stop wrapping it up. You don't have to wrap it up.
We're
going to give us the
anything.
Social media.
The podcast family at gmail.com.
Gmail.com, okay?
Do you see what we have to live with?
We're going to go wrestle each other. Oh, by the way, the Dr. Mario tournament will continue.
We definitely will not wrestle.
I have to eat breakfast.
So weird.
Ready? Wrestle. All right, guys. See you again next time. Thank you for tuning in to the Table Talk with Rookie's Family. More dysfunction to come next time in podcast number
76.
Wow, right on.
Trombone.